Friday! Damn! Woo! Hell yeah! Oh, hi. What's happening?
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
That was a long week.
Was it?
It was four whole damn days. I mean, if we were in Iceland, that's a normal work week now, which is awesome.
That's where we need to move, first of all.
Yes. It's still long.
I'm good. How are you?
Wunderbar. Happy Friday to you.
Good weekend plans?
No, not really.
So drinking?
Yeah, right. Basically.
We have a lot to do today.
Oh, my God.
We have a lot to do.
Oh, my God.
We're giving away the Black Album for Metallica, and we're going to qualify you for a trip to see them perform. I think they're headlining a festival called ATL in Atlanta.
Yep.
This fall.
Yep.
Also, we have Guns N' Roses. Yes, Metallica.
Oh, you said that.
I think.
Did you say that?
I don't know.
But that's right, Metallica, yes.
That's Metallica.
That's this fall. And we're going to give you a couple of chances at that this hour and next hour.
Also, we have Guns N' Roses tickets.
That's right. They're doing a little show here in lovely Los Angeles at the Bank of California. Those tickets on sale now via Live Nation. However, four-pack of tickets. And I'm thinking we'd play a Guns N' Roses song sometime in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
As soon as we do. Yeah.
All right. Are we going to say it any more times than this?
Well, let's just make it this for the people who are here pay right attention. Out the gate. Yeah.
All right. So as soon as we play a Guns N' Roses song, the very first note, be caller 13.
Yep. And sometime between 5 and 6.
Sometime between 5 and 6, yes. And you will... How does the trip to Vegas work?
But that's insane.
Oh, that's Guns N' Roses. Sorry. So you'll win the tickets for Guns N' Roses.
Yes, yes.
Okay, my bad.
Right. But the crazy one is...
Also, we have a trip to Vegas.
Yeah, every Friday in July, trips to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, here's the deal. We're going to talk to you about Vegas in the 4 o'clock hour. And then if you listen closely to what everyone says in the 4 o'clock hour about their crazy Vegas times, you might win your way into Vegas in the 5 o'clock hour.
Right.
Confused? You won't be after this episode of Soap.
Plus, in the 5 o'clock hour, our old request fest, because it's Friday. Love that. And our 1 second of nonstop rock.
This hour.
$2,000. Just giving away the $2,000.
Good luck on that.
And I won't.
Okay, animal. A-N-I-M-A-L.
Not a beast.
Not human.
That's not one of the words.
That's the best I can do, man.
The spelling bee happened, I guess, over the weekend, or this week at some point.
Yeah.
Zayla Avant-Garde is her name.
I know. I love that name.
I do, too.
I wonder if that's really her name. She changed it for stardom in the spelling bee.
I don't know, because she also has three Guinness World Records.
Whoa.
Yes.
And how old is she, ladies and gentlemen? 14.
She's 14.
I was really good at riding my bike when I was 14, man.
I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
Dickweed. He deserved it.
She won the 2021 Scripps Spelling Bee.
Wow.
And she's 14.
Right.
So I thought that you and I should try to spell...
Why are you torturing us?
...the words that she got right especially on the way to winning.
You hate spelling.
I do hate spelling.
So I guess we should make a little wager on
this. She's 14 years old.
Right.
I mean, what do you think?
I don't know.
How well do you think we should do out of... Well, how many are there? Seven?
I think we're going to do horribly.
Okay.
I'll give you four. Ha, 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 called it.
What does that mean?
That means you give me three. I only have to spell three. Yeah.
Oh.
Her seven. The seven she actually
won. Oh, no. I have four words for you.
Oh, you have four?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was only going to be three.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, hell's bells.
Yep.
All right.
So you only have three for me?
No, I have four. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Your first word.
Oh,
and these
man.
Are words that she spelled
right.
in the spelling bee.
Yep. No problem.
Dysphotic.
Dysphotic.
Yes. Dysphotic.
What does it mean?
Having feeble illumination.
Wow.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Occurring where the light is very limited.
Oh, that's helpful.
Also, it was not bright.
So the president was dysphotic, is not very bright.
I mean, it could be said that way.
Yeah, I suppose. All right.
Spell it.
D-I-S.
No.
Right out the gate.
It's a D-Y.
Damn it.
Yes. Right out the gate. All right, so we're 0 for 1.
Rollamite is your first word.
What is it?
Rollamite.
What is it?
I had never heard of this. It is a technology for very low friction bearings developed by the Sandria National Laboratories in the 1960s.
Oh, yes. The Sandrias did
Remember
good
those?
Work.
Yeah, they did, man. They made a lot.
Tell me the word again.
Rollamite.
Rollamite.
We suck.
It can't be as easy as it sounds. R-O-L-O. M-I-T.
Oh, I need our little buzzer.
We do.
Yeah. What? Nope. R-O-L-A.
Ah!
MITE. She's all up there spelling away.
All right, we're 0 for 2.
Being Miss
The next word that she picked, and she didn't pick, she spelled,
yeah,
is Duchesse or Duchesse. I'm not sure even if I'm saying it correct.
What does it mean?
It's a daybed having a rounded, particularly enclosed head and usually a similar foot.
So I plan on lounging in the Duchesse all weekend with my hangover.
I'm not positive I'm saying that right.
D-I-S.
Nope.
Oh, man. Come on. I can't even get past one letter.
D-U. D-U. We both missed the second letter of every word. All right. What's my word?
Ancestroid. Ancestroid.
What does it mean?
Well, you know, that is a hook-shaped item.
That's stupid. It needs a word that big?
Yeah, to be like Captain...
It's like a hook thing. Just say a hook thing.
Exactly. Be like Captain...
A-N-C-I...
Hold on a second. I went away from my little...
You son of a... I guess I'm going to be right then.
A-N...
A-N-C-I-S-T-R-O-I-D.
You suck!
Boom!
Bing, 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 bing. Wind your little bell. Nice. All right, you get one, you some bitch.
All right, so we're what? 1 out of 4?
Yeah.
All right, your next word is Phidibus.
Phidibus?
Phidibus.
Phidibus. What does it mean?
A paper spill for lighting pipes.
A paper spill for lighting pipes?
Copy and pasted it. I don't know what it means.
You're making crap up now. I'll light my pipe, though. That Phidibus. Sounds good. One more time.
Phidibus.
Phidibus.
Can I use it in a sentence?
Please do.
Yes. Phidibus is your word.
F-I-D-I-B-U-S.
Done.
Oh, get out of here. Are you serious?
Nice. All right, we have two words left.
That's sad.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, your next word is depreter. Depreter.
Depreter.
Or depreter. I'm not sure.
That's very different.
Depreter. Depreter.
Depreter?
Yes. And that, of course, as we all know, is...
D-I-P-R-E-D-D-E-R.
Yeah, like if you're doing... What'd you say?
I just spelled it.
Did you say it again? Say it again?
D-I-P-R-E-D-D-E-R.
Come on, man. I want to tell you as a wall finish. I thought that might help.
All right. And this is the word she wanted on.
Okay.
So this is,
geez,
for all
I
the
got
marbles.
The killer word?
This is for all the marbles. No, she wanted. It's not a killer word. She wanted.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
Okay. So the word is Mariah or Maria.
Like the wind?
I don't know. And I didn't have time to look
you
it up.
You bastard. Like it helped at all. Mariah.
Or Maria. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
M-A-R. Oh, man.
M-U-R-R. A-Y-A.
All right, so you got one more word. If you can do it, then you win, because
right.
We both have one so far.
Here we go.
Nepeda. Nepeda.
N-E-P-E-D-A.
No! So we tied. That's
after
really pretty
all
sad.
That we yeah. tried. Well, we're no Zayla Avant-Garde.
Ah, man, well
14
done.
Years old. She won the spelling bee on the words we just couldn't spell.
We suck. Fish called Wanda. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Danny, Raider Dan.
What up, Raider Dan?
Raider Dan in the house.
What's happening? Kevin and Sluggo, my number two guys.
I thought you were going to say number two show.
Which one of us is number two?
Yeah, who's number
two? Number one show. How you doing?
Good.
We're good. What are you calling about?
I'm calling to see if I could be caller 13 or whatever number you
are. You are caller 13.
You are.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
I've never won anything in my life.
Well, you got to spell Ancestroid.
Now you won the Black Album from Metallica. Spell Metallica. Go.
S-E-T-E-L-L-A-K.
Close enough.
M-E-T-E-L.
My friend used to call it Muttallica, like a mutt.
M-U-T?
Yeah. And Jed called it Metallica, which I rather appreciate. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You got the Black Album, and your name is on the standby boarding list, and they're going to do the drawing to find somebody to go to Atlanta to see Metallica, and your name is in the drawing.
Dude!
Wow, awesome. Thank you, Kevin.
You bet.
And Snuggle. Thank you.
Hi, number two.
Hey, we have money. Give us $2,000. 1 second of nonstop rock. And then you call 13. You want 955-KLOS. So you call and we win and give you $2,000.
And this is the clip we've been playing since 1872.
Listen to it and then call us.
Long before radio was invented. So here you go. Good luck. What is it?
What is that? 818-955-KLOS.
Take our money. Take our money. I can't even do it to the beat. That's sad. Take
Were you trying?
Money. No, I certainly wasn't.
Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. game.
Is there anyone whiter than us?
Nope.
For $2,000, who's this?
Michael Vernabeau.
Michael, you're caller 13.
All right.
Now, do you think you know what the song is?
I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
Okay. All right. Good. We're going to play it for you one more time, and then we'll give you a chance to guess. And if you're right, you'll start your weekend with an extra $2,000.
All right. Go ahead.
Now, you know, I've been saying we were rooting for you, but we are really absolutely rooting for you, man. We really want you to take this damn money off our hands.
Yeah, I've been kind of for the past 4 days, too.
Oh, man, really?
All right. Well, congrats. Here we go.
Yep. Listen closely. What is it?
I believe it's Sorrow by Bad Religion.
It is not.
No.
He said Sorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, man.
All right.
Sorry. Thanks for calling.
All right.
We'll talk next hour. Okay.
No! I'm going to put 100 on 13 on roulette. Okay. It's my favorite game. I love that game.
Is this roulette or is this that big?
I think that's that big wheel.
Wheel that spins. That nonsensical thing.
Looking for more, you know, usual slot machines paying off. Yeah. Vegas background. Whatever. Whatever, man.
Hey, listen, we have a trip to give away to Las Vegas between 5 and 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start talking about Vegas disasters.
Yeah, we want to hear about your Vegas disasters.
You went to Las Vegas. It didn't go as well as you had hoped. It all went south. And because of that, you need a do-over.
Right.
So, we're going to take calls for the next hour at 818-955-KLOS with your Vegas disasters. Then, at some point in the 5 o'clock hour, so it's the 4 o'clock hour now, some point in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to ask you a detail that's not working.
Yeah, it's not
very good. Doesn't sound like
it. No, it really isn't. It's terrible. Don't worry about it.
Okay. We're going to ask you a question about one of the stories this hour.
Yes, one of the people that call in the next hour or so to tell us about your horrible Vegas experience.
They're going to give us detailed stories of things gone south in Vegas.
Yep.
Then we're going to write one down from one of the calls this hour, and we're going to ask you about it next hour.
Yeah, we're going to ask you a detail. So we can send you to the Sahara. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sahara is open again at the other end of the strip.
The pool is open. The bars are open.
Yep, and we want to send you there. So all you got to do is listen closely to everyone that calls in right now, 818-955-KLOS, to talk about their Vegas disasters. Have you had a Vegas disaster, Kevin?
I mean, defined disaster, because everything in Vegas is fun.
Yeah.
Even if it goes south.
Exactly.
It's fun.
One of my favorite moments I can remember that this woman must have been having a really bad time, but we had a great laugh. She was laying on the floor of the Mandalay Bay, pounding the floor with her fists, surrounded by security guys, and all she was saying was, "I just want a party! I'm here to have a good time!" She spilled her drink, and it was a good laugh.
I mean, look, I've had disasters, but I'm able to laugh. Disasters make me laugh.
Sure, exactly. They are the fuel of our lives.
There was one time, you know Aisa well. She used to work with us for a long, long time.
Yeah, I love her.
She was in Vegas with us, and for some reason, we were going through the casino, and I had had perhaps too much to drink.
Is that possible? Do you do that?
And she was like holding me up, walking me across the lobby to get me to my room.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I just started throwing up.
Ooh, projectile vomiting?
And I mean, you know, we've all been there where you'd like to wait until that trash can in 15 feet, but your body is just not playing along with that plan.
The trash can's moving this way, and it's moving that way.
It's like right there. I'm sure I can bomb.
An ocean.
That's how it. And poor Aisa was walking all the way across the lobby with me.
Oh, my God. She's the best. And she's dealt with that how many times in her life, though, you know?
Thousands. Just with me.
Yeah.
And somebody yelled from across the way, "Bean!" And she goes, "Yep." I was like, okay, now we're talking. Also, my friend Kevin woke up from the sun hitting his face.
Oh.
In Vegas. This is a three-dayer.
Right.
And it was a Sunday morning. The sun hit his face, and he woke up, and he realized that he was laying without much clothes near the fountain at Caesars.
Oh, wow.
and had just woken up because it was morning and the sun woke him up.
Spent the night on the at the entrance without bothering to go in. Oh, he doesn't know how he got there.
He assumes he spent the night someplace around there, but...
Mr. Weatherby.
He went... I wasn't giving a last name.
No, neither did I.
Kevin Weatherly. So, but he went into his pocket and he pulled out a bunch of receipts for like $2,000.
Oh.
And then he checked his pockets for money and he had none.
Oh, that's a Vegas trip, man. That is a Vegas trip.
See, but that to me, that's a positive.
Yes.
So, yeah. So look, we're
not in jail, not waking up to the sun coming through the, you know, jail bars.
Yeah. Correct. Well, either way.
Yeah.
Either way is a great story.
Yeah, it's still a story.
All right. So 818-955-KLOS, your Las Vegas disasters. You deserve a do-over, which we're going to give you next hour. Call right now.
And tell us about your Vegas disasters. Now, between 5 and 6, when we play something from those guys right there, if you are caller 13, you get a whole bunch of Guns N' Roses stuff. But we'll talk about that later. We're not talking about that now.
It's tough to keep up with everything that's happening. We're trying to bribe the hell out of you is what's happening. All right. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. We're talking about Vegas disasters. You have one?
Yes. Lost one of my friends as we were checking out of the hotel we were staying at.
Okay. It was what, a Sunday morning?
It was a Sunday morning. It was for a 21st birthday party, and we lost one of our friends, and it took us about 8 hours to find him.
8 hours?
What had happened to him?
Oh, yeah.
Did he meet Mike Tyson in his suite with a tiger?
Everybody's done.
Unfortunately, he did not.
No.
No,
okay.
He was checked out in the front lobby by one of the fake plants. And
when you say checked out, you mean he was
out of the room, yeah, right? Unconscious?
No, I mean he was checked out.
Okay, all right.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. All right, KLOS, your Vegas disaster or insanity stories, please.
I went to go get married, and my parents got a flat tire, and they missed my wedding. And then they went to the wrong chapel.
But that's just kind of typical good. Vegas, isn't it?
What do you mean not good? That's perfect.
Yeah. You don't want your parents witnessing.
You're right.
Okay, hold up. Are you still married?
Yeah.
That was a very hesitant, yeah. We're going to move on.
818-955-KLOS. Call us.
Your Vegas disasters.
Yes, please.
We'll call right now for this, but we do have the Black Album and put your name on a standby boarding list to go to Atlanta to watch them.
See them play live. Yeah, but that's not right now. That's very soon. Right now, we want to go to Vegas again.
We are talking about Vegas disasters. You have one?
Okay. It was me and a couple of other, actually three other guys. We had decided to get into a room, and one of the guys, whom I will not identify, said, "We are going to get some tonight."
Mm-hmm. Called... What was that guy's first name?
All right, I'll give it to you. It was David.
David, okay. Go ahead.
So we invited the girls up, and they came up, and there was a bunch of negotiations that ended up us giving them some sunglasses and his ghetto blaster.
Okay. What I got so far is you invited girls to the room, sunglasses...
Ghetto blaster. Boombox, that's your payment? You
that's
didn't have
all
enough
I got.
Cash on you to pay up for the services to be rendered?
There was plenty of cash. We'd run out of cash. And that was why...
Wow, those are expensive...
Yes.
Ladies of the evening.
Well, yes, the standard fee is just for escorting you around.
Ah.
If you want anything extra...
You gotta give them. You got the boombox.
That seems like a complete ripoff.
Yeah. Let me give you a better number. Hold on, I'll give you a better number to call next time you're in Vegas, and they'll hook you. I mean, what? Never mind. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your Vegas disasters, please.
I was on a blackjack table.
Mm-hmm.
I was winning about $12,000.
Nice.
Wow.
I had only drank three drinks. On the third drink, I noticed that I was getting a little tipsy,
mm-hmm.
or way too tipsy. So I get up, I go to the restroom, and by that time, I was toasted. I knocked out in the restroom.
You think you were drugged?
I think so.
Yeah, because three drinks.
That doesn't happen after three drinks.
Yeah.
No. So I was. I woke up in the restroom to four guys opening the stall, and I started distributing my money so I wouldn't get beat up.
Wait.
What the hell casino were you in?
What the hell?
You're like one of those little dive ones in the
Why would people beat you up for being in a stall?
Well, no, they knew he had cash. Oh! And then a lot of cash.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude had a lot of money on him.
Because he just won a bunch of cash.
Yeah, right? Yep. Yeah.
So did you have to give it all away?
Oh, I did.
No, oh, sure.
My life was worth more than 12 grand.
Wow, so someone at the table dropped a little something in your drink, sent you off to the bathroom, and followed you a good time later. That's what we were
trying to steal
the
money. Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, I need a do-over.
Yes, you do.
Well, be listening next hour between 5 and 6. We're going to send someone to Sahara, and that never happens there, my friend.
818-955-KLOS, your Vegas disasters. Call now.
But in the background, you hear Vegas.
Yes, you do.
I'm just
always
so happy. Yeah.
That's what I hear always in my entire life.
Me too.
Life.
And then it's always when you leave. Don't you hear the casino floor for like at least a day and a half or so?
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo. We're going to give away a trip for two to Vegas next hour. Right now, we're taking phone calls on your Vegas disasters. You have one?
New Year's Eve, 23rd birthday. Everybody is pretty messed up. I jump up on my very 6 foot tall something friend's shoulders. And as soon as the top goes up, cameras start flashing, somebody tries to grab me, and he drops me on my head.
Oh, damn. No! So he was protecting you by dropping you on your head and then punching the guy that grabbed you.
Well, you know, when you're drinking, your first instinct is to protect
you. No, that's true. You. When you're drinking, you're not thinking.
Let people flash in peace.
Yes!
Right? This is makes it less likely that people are going to flash in the future.
Hey, needless to say, I don't remember anything after it happened.
Right, of course.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you're still speaking and well. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
We're celebrating my buddy's 21st birthday. We're all staying in one room. And we all got blasted one night. I ended up arm wrestling a chick, a bodybuilder chick.
Oh.
He had to go to the restroom. I had to throw up. So while he was in the restroom, he was throwing up into the bathtub, and then I was throwing up into the sink.
Oh.
And then, needless to say, we had to leave a tip for the cleaning crew because it was a disaster.
You just abandoned ship? You just left some money and said,
look,
I'm out.
I have been exactly there, dude.
Same.
Yep.
We left a note saying, sorry for the bathroom. Here's an extra.
Nice.
For you.
Yeah. You did the right thing.
You know, that must be pretty common, actually.
We've all been there.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, man. KLOS, hello. We're talking about Vegas disasters.
I was 18, got myself a fake ID. I go to Vegas, go get some tacos. I lose my wallet with $1,000 cash in it.
Oh.
My license, my bank card, and my fake ID.
Oh, your fake ID that you got that you'd had specially made for the damn, that sucks.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you for calling.
That's the first Vegas disaster that didn't happen in Vegas.
That's true.
It was still on the way there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi, KLOS. What's your Vegas disaster?
So it was my husband's 40th birthday. We had reservations at El Diablo, and he got so drunk that we weren't able to make the reservations, and we ended up going to Coyote Ugly.
Did your husband get up on the counter and dance?
No, we left him in the room.
And went and watched a bunch of ugly canines. That sounds neat.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling. All right. So sometime soon we'll give you a chance for a do-over in Vegas. But right now I think we should give away all this Metallica stuff.
Let's do
this right this second?
Yep.
All right. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
We are going to have to clear the lines if you were calling about Vegas. We're going to clear the lines.
You're losing again.
Sorry about that. And then we're going to take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
Give you a copy of the Black Album and put you on the standby by boarding list to see him in Atlanta this fall.
All right. Listen, we're trying to keep everything straight.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, it's the KLOS free ride brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers, and they make it easy. Secondly, we want to congratulate Dean from Hemet, who was caller number 13, and he picked up the Metallica Black Album, the remastered. It's now in the drawing to send him to Atlanta to see them play this fall. Now it's time for...
Sir, one second, nonstop rock. It's worth $2,000.
Yeah.
Same clip that we've had for about a week now.
Yeah.
And we would like someone to get this.
I think it's been a year now, hasn't it?
It has been close to a year,
Yeah.
So we'll play the clip. You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the artist and the song title and start your weekend off with $2,000.
Here is your clip. If you think you know what it is, now's the time to call. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
Hey, Brett. I loved you in Flight of the Conchords. You were awesome.
And that's a different person.
Oh, damn it.
His name is Brett, though.
Oh, that's right.
Congrats, you're caller 13.
Yay, Brett.
No
None. Damn it, sir.
None at all.
My goodness.
Do you think you know the answer without telling us?
Yeah.
I think I do.
All right.
Well, we really want to give you $2,000, Brett, so take a good close listen and tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and it's yours. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's that pesky clip. Pesky clip. Pesky.
Whichever.
Pesky clip. Yeah, whatever. All right, here it is. What do you think that is?
I'm going to go with Mother by Danzig.
Yeah! Have you known it, Brett?
The past 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
So every single time somebody guessed Led Zeppelin or something else, you're like, no, it really sounds like Mother to me.
That's not it, yeah.
I call it 30 times a day. Like, no.
You got it this time, yeah. And you won $2,000.
$2,000, dude. Hey, you know what? We think we should throw in a couple extra things because you were trying so long. We got an L.A. Rats shirt that KLOS has stamped all over. What are you doing tomorrow? You want to get into the Dio tribute show?
I can't make it tomorrow, so you can pass that one along.
Well, nice. Someone else. No worries.
Well, we just wanted to like load you up with stuff. So
$2,000!
You know what? Let's play the actual whole clip. This is the whole damn thing that was stumping everybody. This is what it is. I really didn't think it was going to be that hard.
Well done. What are you going to do with $2,000?
Brett?
What if you hung up? That'd be so funny. Yeah. What are you going to do with $2,000?
I don't know. What would you guys do with it?
Go to Vegas?
Yeah, go to Vegas, man.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay, good.
All right, Brett.
You guys have made my weekend.
We should give away a trip to Vegas.
Hell yeah.
Thoughts?
I think that's a great thought.
All right. Last hour, we were taking phone calls about Vegas disasters. We have a question for you. Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Or the first person after that to actually answer the question. Somebody called and said they were getting married in Las Vegas. And
right.
Their friends were late
because, to the wedding.
Because what happened to them?
Right. Yeah, I don't think I remember that. No, I do remember that
yes,
call.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
all right.
What happened to them? If you were listening and you know that answer, call right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Be caller 13 or the first person that can actually tell us. You got to be over 21, right, to get into this?
You get a two-night stay in a suite at the Sahara Las Vegas. You get a free cabana rental at the Retro Pool and $100 food and beverage.
Nice. All right. Lucky number 13.
Good luck.
If you can do it.
I hear the sounds of Vegas.
I do too. That's a wonderful thing. Isn't it talking about trains? Aren't they supposed to have a super fast train to Vegas one of these days?
I've been talking about that forever.
I know. I do too. So every Friday from now on in July, this is what's going to be happening on KLOS. Different times during the day. The first one's happening with us, which is nice.
Yep. And you get a trip to Vegas. KLOS, hello.
This is Stacy again.
Stacy again. You're unbelievable again. How often you get through.
You know, there's people that say they call all the time and always get a busy signal, never get through. You haven't won anything, right?
I have never won anything, no.
Oh, well, good, because you're caller 13.
Yay!
We're going to ask you a question, and if you get it right, you're going to win a trip to Vegas.
We want to send you to the Sahara.
Okay.
So, the guy called last hour and said in his Vegas nightmare story that he was getting married and his friends were late and missed the wedding. Why?
What happened?
Because they went to the wrong chapel.
I mean, technically, that's the other half of it.
Well, that's fair. Yes. Then. That works.
Stacy, congratulations.
Well done. Woo!
Trip to Vegas.
Tell her what she's won, Johnny.
You got a two-night stay in a suite at the Sahara Las Vegas, a free cabana rental in the Retro Pool, and you got $100 food and credit bet for beverages.
Yay! See, Stacy, it pays off to call over and over and over. And finally,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well done, Stacy. We're happy
Thank
for you.
You.
We'll talk to you again in a half a minute.
Okay. This is the All Request Fest.
Yes, every Friday between 5 and 7, we play All Requests, 818-955-KLOS.
What do you want to hear?
KLOS, hello, what do you want to hear?
Yeah, I want to hear some Jimi Hendrix. How about Dolly Dagger?
Nice, who are you?
All right.
This is Steve from Pasadena.
Color it done.
You got it.
Right now.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
The heck?
That was for Terry from Sun Valley.
I always throw that in at the end of the song, but it's usually a much naughtier word that
sure.
I say. Then the heck?
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. On Fridays, we do our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
What's happening, fellas? Hey, you guys want something fun that you don't listen to normally, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How about some Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? Good vibration.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
I'm sorry,
Bunch.
You're breaking up. It sounded like you asked for Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
That can't be right. Hello, sir? Sir, is the caller there? Hi, KLOS, All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hello.
Actually, I'd be kind of tempted to do that, though.
No.
What?
Don't give in to that temptation.
I'm fairly tempted.
Nope.
Hi, KLOS, All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hey there. This is Hot Rod Jimmy.
Hey, Hot Rod Jimmy.
I have a special request for you.
All right.
I want to give a shout out to my good friend, Ed Iski Iskandarian, hot rodding legend who's turning 100 tomorrow.
Holy Damn. Cow.
Wow.
And is what there song? A song yeah. in there?
You play Jan and Dean Drag City because he made a lot of drag racers famous.
That's in here.
Let's look for that. Hold on.
No, I got to check under the couch. I'm going to check under.
Well, look, we'll see if we can find
At
it.
At the very least, we'll shout him out.
Okay.
Awesome. Happy birthday to him. What's he going to do for a birthday?
Well, tomorrow they're going to have a deal out in Onyx that they're going to have a, they have like a big party for him and every year and they have dragsters show up there and they don't race, but they fire them up and make a bunch of noise and
That's
shoot
awesome.
Flames and all that.
That rules.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, where's that? Tomorrow? Where?
In Onyx out by Lake Isabella.
Awesome. I'll try and get the song out if we can dig it out. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Sure. Bye. Hi, KLOS, All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Right on. Happy Friday, Kevin and Slugger.
Thank you.
On a good Friday with Rob Zombie, Dragula.
I can do that. Hell yeah. You know, this kind of fits for Ed Iskandarian, the 100-year-old drag racer. Happy birthday, dude. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Dina from Garden Grove wanted to hear Come Together by Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, good. Good idea, Dina.
And you can call and make a request of your own at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in our All Request Fest. KLOS, what can we play for you?
Sluggo!
Hello?
Hello. Hey, is the parrot there?
the request parrot. Yeah, the KLOS.
Yes.
Poop on your head. I can't remember the things he said.
That's not annoying.
Flying
yeah, good. that's it, man. Hey, I wanted
that
to, Professor T, Prof, I wanted to call and thank you for rocking the free world.
More than happy to, man. And so is the parrot. Burning hell, burning hell.
I got some music to request. Led Zeppelin's Misty Mountain Hop.
What? We can do that. Yeah. What?
That's not annoying.
I'm coming home with you tonight, Kevin. What?
There, who? Yeah.
Hey, request bird. Look over here. I got something for you.
KLOS All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just want to say that you guys are really doing a great job, and you're very professional, and I love the way that you say things. And also, I'd like to hear Humpty Dance for your All Request thing.
Any chance your name is Kevin?
How did you know that?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest. Mel just won tickets to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, about an hour ago, something like that.
And said, I was so excited I didn't even get to request a song or tell you how much I love you guys.
Oh, my God. You know, I keep meaning to do that. We had 500 winners today, and I was going to ask every one of them if they wanted to request a song for the Request Fest, and I forgot.
And we did zero.
Yeah. But she hit us up.
She wanted to hear Stones.
Oh, nice.
So let's play some Stones for Mel.
All right, and she went to at Kevin and Sluggo?
Correct.
Well, I barely got that out. I can never say it. All right, congratulations, Mel. Guns N' Roses tickets, and now your request on KLOS. Hailstorm is who that is. Their cover of Long Live Rock all weekend long. We're actually giving you a chance to see Hailstorm, so keep listening for that little word to text. It's a very naughty word, usually.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, and Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, this is Mr. Mosh down here. Is this the Kevin and Sluggo show? Are we reaching?
Yes.
You are reaching us, yes.
Gentlemen, you are awesome. I need to request a song from my friend's band, Joey, and the name of the band is Anthrax, and we would love to hear Antisocial.
I love me some Anthrax! I only have Bring the Noise in here, though. Boo!
Can we play Bring the Noise for you?
Bring it, please.
All right.
Done deal.
Hello, KLOS. It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
I would love to hear Ballroom Blitz.
All right. Who are you?
This is Susan.
You know what? You can never go wrong with Sweet. I love that idea.
Correct.
Exactly. It's the kind of song that gets you in the mood to just move.
And break things and jump around.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude.
What? Dude.
What?
Right?
How?
What?
These weeks are going by so fast. It's
right?
Weird. Christmas was a four-day week.
Yeah, that's the key.
Iceland, you rule.
Yes.
They're doing that. We're going to do it from now
Iceland
on.
Iceland came up with a four-day work week, and we think we're going to start taking every Monday off.
And you should, too, actually.
So we'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah. And by the way, one last bit of good news.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
The B-side of Bill Haley and his Comet's single 13 Women, as featured in the movie Blackboard Jungle, Rock Around the Clock, became the first rock song to hit number one on the Billboard pop charts, where it stayed for 8 weeks on This Day in Rock in 1955. Recording session began on This Day in Rock in 1971 at the Trident Studios in London for David Bowie. He was working on The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Ooh, torture memory for you. It was on this day in, quote, rock, end quote, in 1977 when Alan O'Day's Undercover Angel hit number one, stayed there for a week.